Hey gang, it's Odie again. I know it's been a long time coming, but time to get started again. I miss you guys. I miss creating content and putting out something that I'm pretty sure that will help someone. So here you go. Yeah, so this first segment, I wanted to just talk about my day, and I'm titling this one Time with Friends. And I kind of had an impromptu meeting with one of my buds. We had been trying to get together a couple weeks ago. I think we connected when he was on travel, and we planned on getting together but didn't know when it was going to happen. So he calls me up just checking in, and then come to find out, I was on my way out of work, and he was just getting off, and so we just set it up and went, chopped it up, hung out, had a little bite to eat, and took a walk and just talked and just had a great time. I'm so glad that we were able to do it, because I don't get a chance to do that often, because I don't have close friends and I don't have people that I open up to on a personal level. Don't have a big group of people. So being able to sit and talk with him was amazing. And it was good for both of us. He was able to share some of his stuff. I was able to share some of my stuff. We had some laughs, talked about relationships. It was crazy, but a lot of fun. I need to do it more often, I say that. And even yesterday evening, I was able to hang out with two other friends and enjoy some fun. And I would just tell you, that's what my life is about now. I gave over 20-something years to the military, having to be wherever they told me to be, whenever they told me to be there. And I vowed to myself once I got out that I was going to redeem the time. And I would just tell you, I want to spend time with people, with quality people, with loved ones, and enjoy my life. And I want to work too. And I want to make a strong income too, but that's not what excites me. What excites me is having freedom, having the time and the energy and the resources to just hang out and enjoy my people. I will definitely, that's going to be a huge part of the rest of my life for sure, because I believe that's what life is really about. So I encourage you guys to make that a part of your weekly, daily, monthly plan, is to get with those friends, and not just for fun, also to have those deep conversations. And don't take them for granted, because people move away or they get married or you lose connections and you don't know when that's going to happen. So I would just tell you to make sure you're reaching out to your friends and spending that quality time, because if we don't have time for our friends, if we don't have time to chop it up, to hang out, to connect with people, I mean, what are you living for? That's the way I feel. Hey, welcome back. So, you need to move forward. And I realize you can't do it all, but you can do something. I think a lot of times we look at all the stuff that we need to do and we get overwhelmed, because there's a lot, right? It ain't just one thing, and it's not always just one facet of your life. Usually there's a lot of things in every facet of your life that you need to be doing that you're not doing. And when we think of all we have to do, we get overwhelmed because we realize there is no way we can do it all. And I agree, you can't do it all, but you can do something. And sometimes that's getting a better night routine, making sure you get the right amount of sleep, exercise, eating habits, work-life balance, you name it. There's many different things that we can be doing in our lives to make it better. But I would say the highest priority for all of us should be to take care of ourselves. And I will tell you, I went years and years and years using myself like a battling ram and not really focusing on, you know, what I needed. And I'm talking about in any aspect. And it took me a long time to get to the point where I started being gentle with me. Like, if I was tired, I rested, right? If I needed time to, you know, do some tasks or whatever, instead of just being open to people and running to their beck and call, I would say no. And I do that now. Like, I have a lot of space for myself now, a lot more space for myself than I've had my whole entire life, because I need that space. I need time in solitude. There's a lot of little things that I've learned through the years that I just need to be okay. And at one time in my life, it seemed peculiar to me until I understood that's just who I am, right? Just who I am. Like, I can't fight against myself. And I do give a lot. It's not like I never help people or anything like that, but it's, if I'm gonna continue to be healthy, there's certain things I need for myself, and I don't play with that anymore. Like, I make sure I get it. So the question is, what can you do today to take care of you? What can you do? Just one thing. One thing that's been nagging you is the kind of thing that you think about, oh, I should be, oh, I should have done. Well, what is that for you? And I want you to start, you grab your journal or whatever you do, your phone, and say, okay, from now on, every Monday I'm going to do this, or every Tuesday I'm going to do this, or every day I'm going to do this, and make it a plan to do those little things for yourself. The second one is, what in your life are you neglecting or procrastinating on? And you guys may think I'm just talking to you, but I'm talking to myself. I'm not perfect. I got things I need to do. And that list starts getting longer and longer by the day, I will tell you. It's not like it. Things get worked off the list if I don't take care of them. They don't get taken care of if I don't take care of them. So that list gets longer every day. And I would just encourage you to get started somewhere. Whatever is the most pressing thing, or really what the way I work usually is, wherever my motivation is. Whatever thing is bugging me the most is the thing that I work on. Wherever my emotional energy is, that's what I'm going to dive into, if it's doable. And I would also say try to find something that's relatively easy to do to start. I'm not under the idea where you got to grab the toughest thing to do. You don't have to do that. Grab something that's going to take you an hour or two to do that you've been putting off, and get that done. And what I found, once you start getting things done, you're motivated to do more. That's why I'm telling you to take an easy one. So maybe you get more out of it. And this could be something like cleaning, right? Like, you're looking like, oh man, I don't feel like cleaning. Clean for an hour, set a timer. But you can't sit down, you can't take a break. You gotta keep going for an hour. You'll be surprised what you can do in an hour. Whether it's taking a walk, paying bills, calling your mom, whatever it is, whatever you've been procrastinating on, do something. And do something every day, not just today, but every day. Mark that list off. And last but not least, how can you improve your life this week? What can you do to improve your life this week? And that could be something like planning or starting a business. That could be volunteering somewhere. It could be giving something away or donating something to charity. And I would just tell you, if you've been feeling stuck with yourself or in your life, you probably are stuck. And I would tell you, a lot of it has to do with us just being more active. Instead of just letting things be and just being passive about life, understand that we have things to do. And maybe putting the phone down, getting off of social media would help. You know, maybe not watching so much TV or playing video games, and maybe that would help. But I would just tell you have a lot more time than you think. When you start getting focused on your dreams and goals, and you start working on stuff that matters, you start realizing you have a lot of time. that you're wasting, me included. Take time to have that difficult conversation. Get those things off your chest and clear your path. Because that's where you start having this lightness in your emotions. It allows you to be more present. You're not as distracted. And you're a lot at ease. You're a lot more at ease when you're kind of doing stuff. Like, you're not perfect yet. You're not, you haven't arrived, but you feel better because you've got something done. We can all do something and do better. And I will just tell you, I'm with you and for you. Hey, gang, I'm back. So, how can you work with me? And I know some of you may or may have not thought about that, but I'm a people helper. That's what I do. I help people. I help people become more aware. I help people to change their lives, to get out of negative behavior patterns, to gain longer term or sobriety. So that's what I do. And I would love to get on a call with you. And the first 15 minutes is free of charge. And you decide whether you want to continue. The big thing is, I only work with people who are ready to change. Like, I'm not here to convince you is a thing to do. Like, you have to have a burning desire to do this work because it's hard work to do. It's worthwhile work, but it's hard to do. So just go to my website, or again, you can leave me a voicemail. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you. You can also go to the website and book a session. And I'm looking forward to working with you guys. The session is going to be a one-on-one, looking at your specific issue, and I'll describe to you some of the things that I'm going to do to help you overcome it. So that's what it's all about. Looking forward to hearing from you. Also, follow me on Odie Helps at on Facebook and Instagram. And also join the podcast so you get all the newest episodes. Come straight to you. Talk to you later. Don't hit yourself in the balls. So there was this video, it was a while back, and it was Will Smith talking, and he was talking about being hurt by someone, going through a bad situation. And he says, you know, you went through the bad situation, and then you're gonna turn around and hit your own self in the balls. And that's what we do when we allow things to turn toxic on ourselves. It's one thing to go through a bad situation, something totally different to respond to it in a way that's detrimental to yourself. And I would tell you, as I've gotten older, I've learned not to take negative that's impressed upon me and turning it on myself. And if you're emotionally reactive person, it's hard to do because you don't even realize you're doing it. And that's why sometimes you need to slow down. You need to slow down and really think about the process. Think about what's going on. What I've learned to do, and what I'm encouraging you to do, is to transmute the negative. It basically means to transform a negative into something productive. And I would just tell you, over time, I've learned to transmute things. And I would say a lot of it has to do with my faith, right? It's not like I actively think I'm going to use this for a positive. No, no. It's just in the process, I'm saying I'm not going to lie to hurt myself, right? And then I'm just tenacious with the way I handle my life. So something positive winds up coming out of it one way or the other. And I would just encourage you to try to use the pitfalls and the negative parts of your life in a way to spur you on to good works. and I do understand, like part of the anger and the depression even, or frustration, is natural. I'm not talking about the natural stuff. I'm talking about when you get to the point where you're being self-destructive or you're self-sabotaging because of something that you've been through. Right? So it's almost like you're accepting the bad that you were given as being valid. And a lot of times that's not the case. If you've been abused, if somebody did you wrong, if somebody lied to you or lied on you, right? That doesn't change your value, right? But if you deep inside believe that it does, you act as if, which then gives validity to what happened to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm encouraging you not to do that in the future. It's something I've heard Les Brown say, you know, when we're like, why me, when we go through something, right? And Les Brown says, like, why not you? And he says, other people are happy as you because it ain't them. And he's right, right? Who wants to go through anything bad in life? Who wants to be betrayed? Who wants their heart ripped out? Like, nobody does. But I will tell you, I do believe that we were built for the problems that we go through. And I know sometimes it feels like you're not. Feels like things are way over your head, like you're not prepared for what you're going through. I do get that. But I will tell you that I found that if you dig deep, you will find that there's a lot more to you than you thought. There's a lot more there than meets the eye. And I believe that about all of us. But I also believe you have to test it too, right? You actually have to perfect these parts of yourself. Like, they're not going to be strong and bold by themselves. Like, they have to be tested. You have to grow in your strength and your power with going through problems and stuff. Like, you have to do that. That's going to make you better. But in the process of going through and transmuting things, you become very, very good at it. And that's where you want to be, so you don't hurt yourself. The whole premise of this is learn and grow through the pain. Learn and grow through the pain and come out as pure gold. That's the plan. And I need some of y'all to go with me. Hey, I'm back. So this segment is going to be on a meme, and I'm probably going to make this a regular part of the podcast, because I used to do memes and talk about memes, use them as like a conversation starter when I would do groups and stuff. And I just love them because they're not that long. It's usually one or two sentences, and you could talk for hours about this stuff with a group of people. So yeah, I love them. So the meme states, what if our love stories are not about our lovers, but are the tales of how we found ourselves? There is so much truth in that. Because in relationships, you're going to find either something good about yourself or something bad about yourself. And you're usually going to find both, right? You're going to see and notice things that you probably didn't notice before. And it's also going to show you where you need to grow. That's the crazy thing about relationships. And you don't live in a vacuum with them. It's weird how once you involve emotions, all bets are off. Like, you can logically say, oh, I would never do this, or I would never do that, right? Until you're in a situation, and then you're like, oh my goodness, I'm about to do or say what I said I wasn't going to. So the idea is, relationships are kind of like a mirror. They help show you who you really are, right? Not who you think you are, not who you project yourself to be, but who you really are. So they are pretty profound. And I just had a thought. I had a thought that the right person will bring out the best in you. This is what I found. Like when things are healthy, the right person makes you feel like you can conquer the world. Like you can do anything and that you would do anything for them. The right person, right? And they also accept you for your shortcomings. They know you're not perfect, right? But they love you anyway. So that's a balanced, positive relationship. I also believe that sometimes people introduce you to parts of yourself that you never noticed or you didn't even realize existed. Because they see you in a way, it's like the outside looking in view of you is totally different than the inside out view of you, if you can understand what I'm saying. Put a simpler way, the way you see yourself is totally different than the way other people see you. And I would say it's definitely true in my experience, because even though I know I have all these positive attributes and, you know, and I've done a lot in my life, I have a lot of positive accomplishments. Even though I have all of that, right? I don't put myself on a pedestal, though, right? Like, I don't have this big ego, right? So I carry myself like, you know, I'm just like everybody else. Even though deep inside I know I'm not like most people, I, and really just from proof of what I've done in my life, is I don't carry myself as if I have, right? So in some ways, even outsiders take me for somebody who I'm not, because they don't really know me, right? When people see you, they don't know what you've been through. They don't know what you've developed. They don't know what you've accomplished. They don't know any of that. All they see is the person in front of them, and they will have a perception of you, and it's usually a false perception. But I would also say somebody who's really into you, somebody that you're spending a lot of time with, somebody that you're loving on and being sacrificial to, are going to see things in you that they're going to be blown away with who you really are, because you're going to show them all of you. And that's a beautiful thing. But I want to back up a little bit. I really encourage you to focus on being the right person before looking for the right person. I kind of had a conversation with a friend about this recently, and it's a pretty profound thing. Like, we, especially in this dating economy and relationship economy now, it's ridiculous out here. Ridiculous, right? And people are still getting their hearts broken. They're going through all these dates and meeting all these people, and nobody's happy. And part of it is, if you're not truly happy with the person you see in the mirror, and I'm talking about all the good and the bad about you, if you're not happy with yourself, no relationship is going to make you happy. Matter of fact, it's only going to magnify your insecurities. So if you have massive insecurities, you get in a relationship, especially if you get in a relationship with somebody who you think is better looking or in a better place in life than you are going to drive yourself and the other person nuts. You're going to come up with all kind of crazy stuff, and you're going to sabotage that thing. So what you got to do is you have to develop yourself to be that right person. And when you're happy with yourself and you're being that right person all by yourself, you meet somebody, yeah, you're going to have a great time. And maybe you're going to find out that person that maybe wants to hook up with you or, you know, date you is you're not on the same wavelength, right? That's what you're going to start finding out. You're going to start finding out, like, you know, everybody that wants to be around me is probably not a good idea that they're around me, right? Everybody that wants to date me or be my friend, maybe it's not a good idea. Like, you're going to start evaluating people, because that external environment is very important. Also, the people that you hang around with and spend time with are just as important as you being toxic yourself. It's very, very important. So also too, like I'm gonna say this statement, realize you attract who you are, not what you want. I'll say it again. Realize you attract who you are, not what you want. So you have to become truly better, like healed, work on your past, work on your hangups, work on your trauma, work on your body, work on your eating habits, work on your communication skills, work on your conflict resolution skills, work on it. Because as you work on it, you become a better person. And then when you meet someone, you're going to be in a lot better place to improve the health of the relationship through the relationship, right? And hopefully have a chance of maintaining it long term if it's good. So that's the whole idea. You need to fall in love with yourself, all of you, even the stuff that you don't like, but watch what happens. Once you do this, you will become a magnet to everything you want in life. You will become a magnet. You won't have to go looking for things. Things will come to you. Just do it. Just do it. Prove me wrong. Hey gang, so this will be our last segment, and I've enjoyed today. It's kind of a hodgepodge. I try to make sure that they're a little bit more organized, but I like the flow of ideas way of doing them too, because I mean, you guys don't realize, but I do these all in one take. I don't do them over and over and over again, and I say what's on my heart. I don't have a script. I have a couple notes written down, but really most of what I'm saying is just coming off my dome. So I would just tell you I enjoy this, and I'm glad I'm doing it again. So here you go. Here's a challenge, and I think this is something else too. I'm going to make a part of future episodes on a regular basis, is giving you a challenge. It's kind of like homework, right? Do you have to do it? No, you ain't got to do it. But trust me, if you start taking some of these and taking them to heart, they'll change your life. So the challenge is to do something to improve yourself this week. Reach out to that friend or that confidant, have that conversation, reconnect, do something to improve your life this week, you know, do some research, take a class, do something, declutter even. I mean, it could be anything, something that's pressing you in your life. Just do it, something that's been gnawing at you that you know you need to do. And the bonus is, I want to hear from you. You guys can leave me voicemails. Please leave your name and number, and leave me a brief, you know, what's going on with you, what you got out of it, what you did this week, what your wins are this week. And you can even leave me a voicemail, or you can hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, preferably Instagram. And it's at Odie Helps. At both of them, Facebook and Instagram. And I'll be sure to reach out to you directly. So it'll be me for sure. But I love you all. Have a great week. And until next episode.